I'm David, my colleagues are Frank and Marco. Most of you almost know them. And we will introduce some of the new features of OBS. I will start explaining a little bit what is the Kivy editor and what we can do with it. So much of you already know what is Kivy. We can create image for EC2, for Docker, and also for Azure. And we implement a visual editor interface to deal with Kivy. So because we don't need to know every attribute or specification of the Kivy, so we make it easier for us to use it. As a start point, we can create a new image based on the template. In this case, I chose one of EC2. And we will end up in the Kivy editor. How we can see is our overview that has the description, the details of the Kivy file. And of course, we can also go to the package to see what it contains. We can see we have the Kivy config.kivy file that have all the XML and the configuration. But let's continue with the Kivy editor. So as I said before, we have an overview of the Kivy editor. I mean, here we can see all the preferences and details that are supposed in the XML of the Kivy. I will take this one. Sorry. This one is supposedly the description of the Kivy XML. And below we have the preference. We can also modify it and change it. In the software section, we have repository and package. I divided it in two slides because they are too big. So in this case, the repository, we can use the repository from a project, so we don't need to add it manually. But if we want to do it, we can simply remove the checkbox, the select box, and add it. We have indicated we have two modes. The first one, we can find a project, add it, and we get all the repository we have. We can select it and add it manually. But if we want to do it manually, we can also add it with the expert mode supposedly. So we can configure the different type of repository, the priority, also the source, and more parameters. The package that has in the Kivy image, we can add it or delete also, it has the repositories, but it's more simple. We can only add the name and the arch and something more. And in the last one, we have the ultra expert mode. It's only a joke. It's the editor for the Kivy. We have an XML and we can change it manually. But we are still working on it, so because in the future we want to also support the patterns, predefined profiles, repository prioritizations, and a better workflow because we're still working on it and we're changing it every day. Message bus. We added recently the RabbitMQ as a message broker. But before, in OBS we have our user that was asking every day, hey, what's my event? And we're saying, wait a second, we have to find it, look it, and after we send it to you. But as RabbitMQ was using RabbitMQ, we also decided to include it. And now we have something like that. We are OBS, we send all the events to RabbitMQ, and RabbitMQ, we send it to the subscriber. For example, like OpenQR, Baxilla, Telegraph, and maybe other users. Besides that, we also added recently, in fact, DB has health check monitor. And for that, we need Telegraph, that's our up there, that is connected with RabbitMQ. So now we send to RabbitMQ the events in a specific format that can be consumed by InfluxDB, and RabbitMQ send it to Telegraph. And Telegraph, we store it into InfluxDB. Okay, now we have the data stored in InfluxDB, and how can we use it? So, here this appear Grafana. We are using Grafana, and we start to consume it from InfluxDB. We get the data, and we show it in form of charts. These are some data, real data from Grafana in our OBS dashboard. Oops, check. You can see this one is the package and the project and the package. we can see the creation and deletion of the of both, and in a range of time. We can also see below the user that was created and the change of the state of the request. And also yesterday, my friend Moises, I think, or Björn, they had a new graph that counts the packages and the project and the package that was created and deleted in the range of time. So now we have some kind of metrics. And so that's nice. Way too fast. And also the new feature is the cloud upload. Now we can upload our Kiwi appliance to the cloud. In this case, now right now we only support EC2 and Azure from Microsoft. And how we can do it? So it's simple. We can start from an appliance. We can go to the build result, click on the repository. In this case, it's images, and we will end up in the binary release. Those binaries that could be uploaded have a link called Cloud Upload, and click on it. We start choosing which of them we want to upload in which of cloud. In this case, EC2 or Azure. That's at the moment we can't do it. Okay. In my case, I already have the EC2 account configured, so we don't see the message. But if not, we will end up in the configuration when we need to follow the next steps. There are a few steps, and we can follow it. And after that, we can now start uploading our image. We only need to fill the form, and we will have the log to see what is happening. For Microsoft Azure, it's almost the same, but we have more steps because we need to create an application in our account, and after send to us the application ID and the application key that will store that will be encrypted and stored in our database. We also have to fill the form, and we end up with a log that will show tell us what it's doing and what's happening. We also have a list for the upload we have done for EC2 and for Azure, and we have some information like the AMI for the EC2, and we can also see the log, or we can abort it if we need it. Going too fast. Other improvement. The other improvement is not mere improvements, it's like some change within the web UI. For example, like the job history list, is at the end it's a list of builds, and we can see what happened. And also, the reason that was that triggered the build, like some of them was the change the meta, if the build has succeed, and how many times it took to do it. The task pages is all the requests related with a user was moved in a specific page. Because have more sense, because all of them was before into the user page, and now I think we have now a better workflow also with that. The notification page, we make some change in the UI, we make it better and more beautiful also. As a new feature, we also added we can have notification from the project that are in the watch list. So we think this is something useful. And we also have the RSS feeds if you want to check those notifications. Also, one of the new features we had is the status bar and the live log and the live build log that is telling us what is happening with the log, because in the past when we make scroll down accidentally or because it's a feature, we stop getting different the log, so it stopped, and nobody knows what's happening. So we have the status bar that is telling that the log is running, or is paused, or is ended. Also, if you click in the status bar, you can stop the live build log or rerun it again. The full diff. When the diff is very, very big, what we do is truncate it, and we show it the web UI truncated. Now with the new feature, we can also see the full diff without any problem. And also, we can see the diff with a separate seed. This is a new feature that I think is very, very, very useful for maintaining packages. So. changing the new framework. In the last Open SUSE conference, we was telling to you that we plan to change the Web UI and framework. We want to make a lot of changes. And this year, we already started. We picked two new frameworks, CSS framework, like Semantic UI, Bootstrap, and Bulma. Bulma, we already have a proof of concept. Semantic UI, my colleague Bjorn is working on it. And we also have a pull request for Bootstrap that a contributor do it. It's very nice. So right now, this is the how OVS looks. And with Bulma, it's something like that. It's true that it's very similar to the actual one, but it's because we want to maintain the same structure, also the same appearance that have now, to let the transition to the user less painful, because you know the change is something that we not accept very well. But it's also responsive, so something new. This is the package view. You can see you have description, the build result, and also the source file. The comment box is taking all along. And now we modify a little bit. Now we have a better appearance. We have tabs that look like tabs, really. The comment box has the same size as the source file, so when the build result is very big, it don't go down. And I hope you like the new UI that could be. Who knows? So the next will continue my colleague Frank with how to create your container.
Hello, everyone. The main effort in the backend, on the backend side, was building containers. Those of you who already built containers might know that we were able to build containers with Kibi in the past, but now we are also able to build Docker containers with Docker native tools. You can get your template from the images templates. You can use one of the supported container types at the moment, which are app image or Kiwi built containers or Docker native containers. Here we see the start page from the OBS, and there is a link to the new images. And then you have here those three types of containers, which you might use for your build. And we also have prepared a cheat sheet, which will come up in the next days in our open build service blog. We also have a registry where you can find the published containers and use it from your Docker environment. And a notary. So this is the start page from the registry OpenSUSE.org. And as you see here highlighted in the gray box, there is a Docker pull command which you can execute on your laptop or on your production environment to pull in the newly created containers. It's a plain list, so you can search in your browser. We also support container signature verification, which you can enable in your environment with Docker Content Trust is equal one. And then the next container updates will be verified. Yeah, that's from our side, from the back end. And now I hand over to Marco for the news from OSC.
Thank you very much. Yeah, good morning all together. I'm Marco. I'm Marco. I'm a backend developer, but in the last few months I was mainly developing the command line client for the build service, which is called OSC. OSC stands for OpenSUSE Commander. So, yeah, that's what it's written out. And we had a few news in the last years. I say years because I didn't know where to start with the news because we never had a talk like this before with OSC. So I just started in beginning of 2017. And that's just a small overview of the things we have done in the last years. It's not all, because there were many small fixes which just fixed small things that are not obvious to the user. So just a behavior change or something. Yeah, just a new line, and that if I would put all that on the slides, we would have been here tomorrow. So this is just the cool new things. We have now a full IPv6 support. It was not possible to use OSC on IPv6 systems only. We improved the build recipe guessing, which means if you just start a local build and don't give a repository, an architecture, and a recipe, now OSC tries to guess what you want to do. It's not perfect, but it's a start. Then you can now pass generic build options to the local build. We support Docker builds in the local build environment. I tested that like 2 days before the conference, so it works. We also show the build duration in the history, so a lot of new cool stuff. And what should I... Yeah, one cool thing is the OSC RPM lint log, which you can now issue direct on the command line, which gives you the lint log of the remote build. So if you build your package on the server and you just have no X server to use the cool web UI, like your X server crashed or something, but you want to know what happens with the package, you can now look at the RPM lint logs in OSC 2. That's one thing I like very much. Just look. I've given this talk about 2 days ago, so I should probably remember all this, but no. And we have many improvements done in the interactive request review mode, which means it's mostly for reviewers. That you can easily review your request. A request is when you have a package and you want to transmit that package into, let's say, factory. You open a submit request. You can do it also with the command line client. And then you can, as a reviewer, you can just call OSC review list --- interactive and can go through all your active reviews you have to make. And there were made a lot of improvements just out of the pain of the reviewers. So, but I don't know if this is anything anyone wants to know about, just catch me outside. Then I can show what we have done here, because it's a lot of small things. One big news is that we have a working Python 3 branch now, which can be used. And this is a call out to action that you help me test it, because I cannot test all of the functions myself, and the testing framework of the OSC is not that good, so it needs improvement. So if you want to test the Python 3 branch, just get in touch with me, and I will point you to the branch and how you can help me here. So that's from OSC. I will hand over back to David and have a nice day.
So now, any question? I'm joking, so I'm sorry. You have any question I need to ask? Sure. For the next year. So we start continue working the what we did the last year. We want to right now we want to improve the CCF framework. I mean we are trying different kind of frameworks, as I said before. We have to choose one of them. After that we want to choose which JavaScript framework we want also. And we also plan to continue working the Kivido, because right now it's a little stopped. We have working in the last month in the cloud uploader. And we are also working the deployment. We want to add a new HA proxy to make drawbacks and figure out how to do it better to not break our instance.
Does it work? Yeah. Containers is also something we will continue working on it because it's just very new. So we will continue working on that, figure out what people, how they use it and then
that's true.
Improve it. That is also more backend stuff also, but yeah.
So if no questions, thanks a lot to the audio and video team, also for the organization of the conference, and have fun. Thank you very much.